AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A fatal shooting at a high school in Nashville. Police say a 17-year-old shooter killed himself after fatally wounding a female student. Don Aaron is a spokesman for Metro Nashville Police.
From the investigation to this point, we know that at 11:09 a.m., a person who has been identified as a 17-year-old, armed with a pistol, fired multiple shots in the cafeteria of the school.
Aaron says two others injured in the shooting at Antioch High School are being treated at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. President Trump's threat of penalties on Russia if it doesn't negotiate an end to the Ukraine war may fall on deaf ears.
President Trump is threatening to take action against Russia if Vladimir Putin does not negotiate over ending the war in Ukraine, but that may not have much effect on the Kremlin. Asked yesterday if he'd consider more sanctions on Russia if Putin does not agree on talks.
Sounds likely.
The president hours later called for Putin to stop this ridiculous war and warned if there's no deal soon, he'd put high levels of taxes, tariffs, and sanctions on anything sold by Russia to the U.S. That may not matter much to Moscow. Virtually all Russian products are already banned from coming into America, and Putin's nation is one of the world's most heavily sanctioned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say the Pentagon will deploy as many as 1,500 active troops to help secure the southern border in the coming days. The move puts in motion plans President Trump laid out in executive orders shortly after he took office to crack down on immigration. The NBA and multiple college basketball conferences are postponing games in response to the winter weather that broke snowfall records in some southern states. This is AP News. Agriculture has had an influence on TikTok.
Farming is getting its moment in the spotlight on TikTok. Zoe Kent in Bucyrus, Ohio is called one of the Farm Talk influencers.
I am the eighth generation to farm here. I grew up hanging out with my dad on the farm.
Her handle on TikTok and Instagram is Farm with Zoe.
Really trying to show people just clips of you, what's happening on the farm day to day. Sprinkle in a little bit of education so they can, you know, take something away and just keep it kind of light and fun.
Kent films herself putting on boots and loading corn into a massive truck bed, post memes about the price of grain.
Day 18 of harvest is starting off with laundry because I am simply out of clean clothes.
Kent does make money off TikTok videos, but is not overly concerned if TikTok is banned.
We don't own these platforms. We don't own these channels. It's building your business on rented land.
Kent says she hangs out of the farm with people over 50 day to day, and TikTok is a great way to find community with other younger farmers. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.